Tired of having teachers snatch your precious iPod and mobile phone? Then welcome to iHistory, where the stories of yesterday and the technology of today come together. Sarah Griggs came on the second fleet on the ship Neptune. Unlike the first fleet of convicts, the second fleet was commanded by private shipping companies who packed the convicts in like sardines. There was a huge amount of disease, violence, and death. Sarah Griggs survived the Neptune to have an illegitimate son with an English officer, which wasn't unusual at the time, and so became one of my ancestors. Why do I tell you this? Because not only is Australia's convict past important for understanding the present, it's also part of many of our histories. Why did convicts come to Australia? England in the 18th century was going through huge changes. In the Middle Ages, people had lived in villages all around the country, working in traditional occupations. But when machines began to be made, that all changed. Machines could now do the work that people once did. For example, instead of a woman working on a weaving loom, a machine could do her job and do it faster and more efficiently. Of course, this meant that thousands of people had no work, and there was no social security scheme like Centrelink. So what did they do? They flocked to the cities where the factories were, like Manchester, where masses of fabric got made. They also flooded into London. You can imagine that after centuries of not having too many people in them, these cities didn't cope too well. There were houses upon houses upon houses. People crammed in like peas in a pod. Fire and disease spread easily. Crime was also common. Either because people were desperate, or because of the opportunities given for crime by so many people in the one place, many people committed crimes. They were one class of people that were transported to Australia as convicts. Another class of people were political criminals. For example, England was occupying its northern neighbour, Ireland. Understandably, the Irish didn't appreciate this and wanted them out of their country, and they fought back in various ways, which also landed them in jail. So why did the English need to send these people to Australia instead of keeping them in their own jails? One reason was that their own jails were pretty much full, and they had to resort to keeping them in old ships called hulks. The other big reason was that the English authorities liked the idea of getting rid of all these troublesome people. So how did it happen? Well, instead of getting the death penalty, which was often given out, even for small crimes, a convict's punishment was reduced to a period of time that they had to serve in Australia. The English chose Captain Arthur Phillip to guide the first fleet to Australia and to establish an English colony there. Along with the convicts, Arthur Phillip also took English soldiers and a number of free settlers, that is, people who were not convicts and wanted to settle in Australia. There weren't too many of those. On arriving in Australia, Arthur Phillip established a settlement which was less than a success. The English crops wouldn't grow, and they had difficulty communicating with the indigenous population. But the English government kept sending convicts, and so convict colonies became established in Norfolk Island and Van Diemen's Land, which became Tasmania later on, and also in what later became Brisbane. That was called Moreton Bay. What did the convicts do with their time? Well, on the first night in Australia, once the female convicts had got off the ship, there was a wild party. But the new land wasn't like a prison. There were no cells, there were no walls, so convicts didn't get locked up. Some of them tried to run away, but there were other walls in Australia. It was the bush, the never-ending landscape that they couldn't quite get out of. Many of them died in the bush. Most convicts worked to build the new settlement, or on the government farms. When more free settlers came to seek their fortune, convicts could work on their farms. This was called the assignment system. Also, if a convict had served out their sentence, they could receive a ticket of leave, which meant they could travel to other parts of Australia, and they often started their own farms and businesses. Some eventually returned to England. So, what does this mean for the present? Australia started out as a convict colony. Not like America, which was begun by people fleeing religious persecution and full of dreams to start a new country where they could practice their faith in freedom. No, Australia was started mainly by criminals, or people who had been labelled criminals. What effect does that have on us now? I think one effect is that we don't trust authorities easily. They were out to get us in the beginning, and so we tend to think that they're out to get us now. Also, we like to be sceptical of anything that an authority tells us, such as a teacher or politician. You could also say that our convict history is where we get our idea of mateship from, because in the beginning the convicts had to band together to survive. So, ask your family about your convict history. You may have a Sarah Griggs of your own in your past. You've been listening to an iHistory podcast. For more information, go to ihistory.wordpress.com.